Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Monday on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. A lot of stuff happened this weekend. And we'll talk about Chris Bay and Vikingo when we come back from the first break. Not all of the news was good, but we will talk about that and all of the shows. We had the Bound for Glory show. We had the SmackDown show, which I just finished talking about with Filthy Tom. SmackDown was awesome. The last 45 minutes of the show was incredible. So we can talk about that. We also had the NXT Halloween Havoc show, which was not incredible. It was fine. I would say it was fine. But, I mean, we had significantly better matches on Rampage and Collision and SmackDown. We had better storylines on those shows. It was just a show. So we'll tell you about that. And we got lineups for the next couple of days. Raw is coming up tonight before they head to Saudi Arabia. They've already taped SmackDown. We won't do spoilers here on this show. We have NXT on the CW tomorrow night. AEW Dynamite. Fright Night Dynamite coming up on Wednesday. And also, of course, we have got the Full Crown Jewel lineup. And we'll go over all of that here today. Plus more news, including Joe Hendry. What's going on with Joe Hendry? TNA has announced the next big pay-per-view coming up in January. AEW's got some new trademarks. Noah is introducing a women's title. Willow Nightingale injured. Samantha Irvin apparently didn't want to be a ring announcer. There's actually more to that story we can tell you about here, and plenty more. So a lot to get into here today. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Want to start the show sending best wishes today to Chris Bay. And I can't tell you much more other than that. He was wrestling at the TNA TV tapings in Detroit and stretchered out after a match with the Hardys. Filthy Tom says that it was like Matt gave him just like a neck breaker and he just had a bad bump and they went right to the finish, got the medics out there, stretchered him out. Fightful Select said he had underwent surgery to treat the injury. And we don't know anything other than that. And a lot of people don't know anything. I've been having people ask me all day, and nobody seems to know. So hope everything's all right, and wishing for the best for Chris Bay. Hate to see things like this happen, but that's what we know as of right now. And he was not the only person injured. Vikingo did some dive, and he also got stretchered out. And Filthy also saw footage of this, and he said, man, the way this guy landed and the way his knee twisted underneath, that's exactly what happened to me when essentially he tore everything in his knee. So Vikingo, of course, coming off a knee injury, so likely another one here. So all the best to both of them. Don't really have any details other than that, but pretty scary, all of this stuff going down.
Very, and for Vikingo, too, to have a knee injury this close after the last one for his style of wrestling, you know, it's going to be tough. And when it comes to Chris Bay, just whatever happened there, all the best to him. And hopefully that surgery went fine and we find out some more that he's okay soon.
So the Bound for Glory show, just a couple of notes since we're talking about it here. I didn't watch the show, but if I would have seen them putting on that Joe Hendry match before the Full Metal Mayhem match, you can argue that, well, you're not going to be able to follow a Full Metal Mayhem match, so. But that kind of would have told me Joe Hendry ain't winning that title. And he didn't. Nick Namath beat him. Frankie Kazarian was a special guest referee. They had some shenanigans and such. And that was that. So
JBL.
Not enough believing in old Joe Hendry. Yeah, JBL.
Nick Namath and JBL have a partnership that stretches across TNA, AAA, and World Wrestling Council in Puerto Rico. It's the oddest thing, it seems like, but and maybe even in GCW where JBL has showed up as well, too. So I wonder if he's going to be a regular now on TNA. I guess that could be the case, but maybe Joe Hendry's got other bigger things coming to him in that TNA title. Maybe not as important right now. Who knows?
Well, you know, it is possible that they didn't put the title on him because he was potentially going to WWE. That is possible. But, I mean, you've also got a, you know, WWE and TNA are you know, they're working together. And I don't have any inside information. Maybe that's exactly why they didn't. But it's October, and you could have given the guy a run. I mean,
sure.
Look at it this way. Look at it this way. Let's say I'm WWE, okay? I would want him to have had the TNA title. It's something extra. And, you know, from the TNA perspective, well, what would you do? Because you could argue, well, if he's going to be leaving, I mean, we shouldn't give him a short title run. But, you know, it also, if the guy's leaving one way or the other, well, is it a benefit to TNA or not to say that, hey, man, our world champion, or, well, he'd obviously have lost a title by then, but, you know, one of our world champions has moved on to WWE. I think it was maybe just a booking decision, but I don't know. I guess we'll know soon enough.
Be interesting to see who he does lose that title against. Now, Frankie Kazarian, who was lariated by JBL in that match earlier on in the show, won a Choose Your Championship Gauntlet. I forget what they call the deal at the during the pre-show, defeated Rhino, so he gets to have a title shot against anybody he wants coming up during the year. So maybe they're going to do something with Kazarian and Nemeth. Maybe that's what it is. But when you really look at it, other than Joe Hendry, I don't know who they could have put the belt on who's there where it could have actually gotten some traction and some more attention. He seemed like the best guy, so be interesting to see what they actually decide to do next.
Someone here says Joe himself tweeted he's out of there. No, he didn't. He did not.
No, he did not.
He did a tweet that had a Royal Rumble countdown, and that does not mean he's out of there because WWE has had TNA wrestlers and champions in the Royal Rumble before, and they made their appearance. They did some other appearances, but they were still in TNA. Joe Hendry can be in the Royal Rumble without leaving TNA and signing with WWE. I don't even know what his contract status is, so this is a wait and see. Now, the Hardys did win the tag team titles in the Full Metal Mayhem match, so the fans went home happy, beat the System and Ace Austin and Chris Bay to win those titles. And one more title run for Matt and Jeff Hardy. And those were the I heard the last three matches, the Masha Slamovich, a victory over Jordan Grace for the Knockouts title, the Nemeth and Hendry, which, of course, was storyline, and then the main event, were very good. So that's the update on that show. And this was also interesting. TNA reportedly wanted to induct AJ into Hall of Fame, but according to Fightful, WWE passed on the opportunity. And I'm sure some of you will say, ah! Well, listen. He signed to WWE, and I would bet you dollars to donuts that if he'd already gone into the WWE Hall of Fame, they would have said that's fine. But the fact that he has not gone into the WWE Hall of Fame, I don't think they want somebody else getting the big first AJ Styles into the Hall of Fame moment ahead of them. So that's my guess as to why they turned down his induction. But I would bet that he's going to end up in all these Hall of Fames in a few years.
How bad is his Lisfranc? I mean, the foot injury that he had, is it, you know, how, I don't know to the level it was at. He may be, they may have plans for him to come back, you know, at some point, or want to keep him a surprise for the Rumble or something like that. That could also be possibly the other reason why. I know to some people that won't be an excuse, and they'll just look at it as WWE standing in the way of something else with TNA, but with that said, Bob Ryder deserved to be in, and Rhino being inducted in Detroit was actually a really nice moment. It's up for free on YouTube, the speech that he gave, and that probably was a better fit anyway.
All righty. By the way, we had an NXT NXT talent on the Bound for Glory show. Brinley Reese teamed with Isaiah Brookside. They lost to Ash and Heather by Elegance.
Heather Reckless is now Elegance.
Heather by Elegance. Oh, you finally figured it out? Good job.
Oh, yeah, because you knew, right?
Of course.
Oh, sure you did.
Heather Reckless. You didn't ask.
Sure. Yeah.
I know everything about wrestling. I'm an expert.
Oh, yeah. What does she look like?
Well, I mean, she's very attractive. That's why she's in Ash by. That's why she's in By Elegance, the name of their group here. AEW filed 3 new trademarks recently for AEW WrestleMax, WrestleMax, and AEW Max Month.
This might have something to do with the Max streaming service.
No, it has to do with MXM. Don't be an idiot.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maximum Male Models is going to have their own month.
Can it Max be for MKF by Elegance instead, please?
Max by Elegance is what it's going to be.
With as much as they've been on TV, you know, it's a cruel joke to spread out there.
It's actually, of course, not MXM, everybody. It's going to be an MJF month. AEW WrestleMax, WrestleMax, and AEW Max month. He's going to be
Brian
all
Alvarez
over the show.
Is reporting that.
He is going to be in charge of everything and getting a lot of massages. Much like I apparently got based on the Brian and Vinny clip this weekend. Check it out on YouTube. Back in a moment with more actual news. Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you.
If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Fella here suggesting a Max Caster month. No. That would be greatest month alive. They didn't trademark that one, so it's not Max Caster. You know what was awesome this weekend?
What was awesome?
Not Halloween Havoc.
No. It was average.
There was actually some great wrestling on Rampage and Collision. But by far my favorite moment of the weekend was the freaking last 45 minutes of SmackDown.
That was fun.
No, dude. It was incredible. It was beyond fun. It was
orgasmic.
No, I didn't say that. I said it was incredible. Don't put words in my mouth. Now, they were doing a number one contenders match. Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin, the Motor City Machine Guns, against DIY. The winners are going to get a shot at the tag titles. And like a week ago, we were talking about this, like, who's going to win? Like, you don't want to bring in the Motor City Machine Guns and, like, what, they win one match and then they lose to DIY and then DIY gets murdered by the Bloodline? Or, maybe they could at least win the number one contenders tournament and then, what, they get killed by the Bloodline? I was trying to figure out what the heck can they do here. And, man, this was another one. There were two moments this weekend where wrestling was significantly smarter than me, and I was so happy and I was so mad I didn't figure it out in advance. And this was one. They win, the Motor City Machine Guns win the number one contenders match. And it's like a great match. It's freaking Motor City Machine Guns against DIY. What are you expecting? And the announcers are just, man, they're putting over the Machine Guns. They're putting over Alex Shelley like he's a Hall of Famer. Like, this guy's been around. He's been all over the world. He's mentored these young guys. You know, they're just putting him over like it's Ric Flair in there. And they win the match, and I'm thinking, I mean, is this match taking place at Crown Jewel? Like, when are we getting this match? And like, what the hell are they going to do? So then they bring out the Bloodline, because they're coming out for the main event segment. And, you know, they go to commercial, they come back, and Nick Aldis is there, and he's holding, this is not going to happen, this is not going to start tonight, don't fight, blah, blah, blah. And so, I'm like, okay. And I told the spoiler part of this story on the Filthy Tom show, which if you've not heard the Filthy Tom show, go listen to it after this show because it's actually a free show here today, so everybody can listen to it. There's actually an even better part of the story for me. But anyway, long story short, you know, Aldis goes, we're not doing this here tonight because Solo offers him a shot or whatever. He goes, these guys have worked too hard. They've worked all over the world. They just finished a match. We're not doing this here tonight. And Alex Shelley steps up and he does his speech, and he basically says, those tag team titles are the most important titles in the world to us. So if you fans want to see this happen tonight, right here, right now, let's do it. And so they sign the match, and it's on. And so they're doing the match. We have a double down, and Solo jumps up on the apron. He starts screaming at the Bloodline and everything like that. And out comes Jimmy. And, of course, Jimmy goes after him, and then we start getting the big schmoz, and then they hit Roman Reigns' music, and the place goes nuts. And Roman comes out, and him and Jimmy brawl to the back with Solo and Jacob Fatu. And so it's back to being the tag team match again. And we get a big ref bump and everything, and the heels are trying to cheat with a steel chair. So who should come out but Jey Uso? The fans, by the way, knew this immediately was going to happen. They're chanting yeet. Jey Uso comes out. He gets rid of that chair, hits a bunch of super kicks. The referee starts to wake up. Motor City Machine Guns, they go up top. They hit their finish. They win the tag team titles from the Bloodline because Jey Uso got revenge for the Bloodline costing him the Intercontinental title against Bron Breakker on Monday Night's Raw. I was watching this, my brain's just exploding. I'm like, oh my God, this is freaking perfect. And to their credit, which is funny, by the way, when you think about how long the Motor City Machine Guns worked in TNA, it was not to the back. It's like the guns won. They celebrate. They're holding the belts up. They're practically crying. They're hugging. Let's go to the replay. They show their finishing move. They show all of the spots in the match. The guns celebrate. They go all the way up the ramp. They're celebrating on the ramp with the titles. They gave them their moment, even though this was tied into the whole Bloodline storyline. So they finally get to the back. They get their big celebration. And then Jimmy walks down the aisle. And Jey is in the ring. And of course, Jimmy didn't want to team up with Jey. He didn't want to team up with Roman Reigns. He wanted nothing to do with him. But then the Bloodline got involved in his business. Man, he walks down that aisle. He gets in the ring. There's like 30 seconds left of TV. They do the big hug. Even though they see each other all the frickin' time, it's like in the moment, they both start crying. The Usos have reunited. Place is going crazy for this moment. Show ended, I was like, this company is like, in this particular storyline, man, they're hitting on all cylinders. I can't say that for the rest of SmackDown. There was like some other stuff on the show that was like, oh my God, what is LA Knight doing? This nerd. But man, this main event, this last 45 minutes, it was awesome. Absolutely great. Fans ate it up. Everything made sense. All tied into the storylines. And as they're crying, Roman comes out on the ramp and he sees them both. And he's not so sure about Jey. He's kind of like, I don't know about this. Because they still need one more man. They're killing it, dude, with this Bloodline storyline. I don't even know how. It's still going on. But man, they're pulling it off somehow. They're pulling it off. Love that.
Weaved everything together perfectly. And a lot of people I know don't like the story, the length of it, all that sort of stuff. But if you're an older wrestling fan, this is how things went. They kind of weave things through every week. You had Barry Windham going after Ric Flair for a year, and you weaved everything together. That's just how it goes. And it has not been perfect. But that on Friday was a perfect way to get the titles off the Bloodline to the Guns. You give the Guns a huge moment. Now, they don't have to be set up for a rematch right away with the Bloodline. The Bloodline can kind of forget about them if you want to for a little bit. And they can just concentrate on Roman, Jey, and Jimmy. And you talk about Roman walking out there, giving the look. He's the one that actually extended an olive branch to Jey. And Jey was the one who said, no yeet. But now that Jimmy and Jey are back together, now that it looks like everything is leading into the Survivor Series and we're going to build to a multi-person match where the Bloodline is facing off against, the original Bloodline, however you want to look at it, with the Usos and Roman and probably Sami Zayn. I mean, everything has gone it went perfectly. It really did go perfectly. So no complaints out of me for anything that happened on SmackDown. At least when it comes to that part of things.
And hey, Collision, Ricochet and Leo Rush, freaking
great.
This match was awesome. Ricochet won, obviously. But like, if you want to see some great professional wrestling, I got a match for you. And then the main event with FTR versus Dralistico and Rush, also great match. This one might have went a little bit long. Because, you know, those they really like to give these Collision main events like 25, 30 minutes. They don't always need to go that long. And sometimes you can see the crowd, like, the crowd's just going absolutely nuts. But then, you know, there's another save. And they kind of, like, the crowd goes down a little bit. But the match was great. And then afterwards, LFI goes to kill FTR and the Outrunners go down to make the save. So, I don't know. Maybe Outrunners are going to get their win back. I guess we'll find out. I wouldn't have beat them in the first place, especially just to give them the win back. But they better at least get their win back. We'll see what happens. But that was a great match as well.
Why would you have not have beaten the Outrunners?
Because I want him undefeated.
Why?
Dude, don't argue this one with me. Because here's the thing. Why did we have to beat him? Because this is the exact same thing. Here's the thing. The reason people fell in love with AEW in 2019 was they didn't do what WWE did. And what WWE did was, all right, here's an act that's organically getting over. Well, let's beat them. Like, it happened over and over, and they couldn't make stars for, like, years on end because nobody believed anything because they beat anybody who was on the way up. So finally we get these Outrunners. All they do is lose. And so they start to get over as this gimmick, and it's like, okay, well, let's start giving them some wins. So they get a win on TV. They get a win on TV. They're getting more and more over. And, like, they get a win. They get it. The people are getting into it. Like, okay, you know, maybe we're actually going to do something with the Outrunners. Then the LFI just beats them. Just beats them. It's like, why did you need to do that? Like, go with it. It's okay to go with something that's getting over organically. You didn't need to stop them in their tracks. Like we've seen a thousand times.
It doesn't sound like they're stopped in their tracks, though.
They were stopped in their tracks because they were beaten. You didn't need to beat them. It's okay to let them keep winning and, like, build them for something bigger. So you beat them so they can go back and have another match with the same team that they may win. We don't even know, by the way, if they're having another match with that team. Like, if they hadn't run in after the main event, it's like they lost as a setup to FTR beating that team.
If they had a tag team division and they actually had levels where you knew who the mid card was and the lower mid card and the upper mid and all that sort of stuff, they would probably be a lot better off. But in a place where everybody's a star, it leads to things like this.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Maybe the Outrunners and Javon can win some six-man titles somewhere.
Mm-mm-mm.
God. Anybody else want to not get over?
Yeah, well, look, forget it.
All right,
everything
thank
we
you.
Talked about during the
All
break,
right.
let's forget it.
Let's talk about the NXT Halloween Havoc, which was, it was all right. It started on a high note and fell from there. Tony D and Obafemi was an excellent tables, ladders, and scares match. And I don't know what they're going to do with Obafemi. I don't think he should go up to the main roster yet. But, I mean, he lost again here. But they still did everything they could to protect this guy. They had the entire family interfere to cost him the match. And he basically said that, well, we're going to find out what's going on Wednesday when Rizzo ends up confronting the person who attacked her, which is apparently Nikita Lyons. We are led to believe.
I'm putting the NXT title on Obafemi.
He should be the NXT champion. He's awesome.
I would get rid of what, look, I know you're going to kill some time with what looks to be Trick Williams and Rich Holland. That is what it is. But after that, as we lead into Royal Rumble, I would love to see him win the title, then show up at Royal Rumble wearing that, throwing some people out. I think that would be a great thing for Obafemi, who I don't think is going to be in NXT throughout 2025, that's for sure.
You should win the title and then lose it to Javon.
He could.
What, are you going to be champion until 2040? Then we had an awesome moment. This was the best thing on NXT in 2024. Because it was the other thing this weekend that I didn't see it coming. And when they did it, I was like, all right, fine. I'll vote for Sean. Lexus King is sad. He's the son of Brian Pillman. He won't even call himself Brian Pillman. He chooses to use the name Lexus King. He doesn't want to be like his father. He wants to be a good law-abiding citizen. And so he wants to not cheat anymore. He wants to wrestle gentlemen's matches. And so he has challenged Charlie Dempsey to a match for the Heritage Cup. We must follow the rules in this match. And last week, Charlie said, all right, well, you can have that match. But you need a corner man. Well, Lexus, he's not a good fella. He's done a lot of bad things. He is a son of his father. And he just can't find anybody who wants to corner him. No friends. He doesn't know what he has to do to prove his worth. Goes to Ava. He says, I can't find anybody. Can you assign? She goes, I can't assign it. Which, by the way, is stupid. You're the GM. You could do anything, for crying out loud. But she says, no, I can't assign a corner man for you. And he's all sad. So he does an interview here on this show. Have you found a corner man yet? Nobody trusts me. I'm just trying to do my best. I don't understand. And suddenly there's a voice. Mr. Regal? That's right. William Regal walks on screen.
I like how you've turned this into a children's book.
He says, I knew your father very well. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree, says William Regal. I appreciate that you're trying to be your own man. So, I'll be your corner man. Happy to do it. Lexus says, oh, wow. Thank you, Mr. Regal. And Regal says, there will be a time to thank me. Died. Absolutely died. They waited for the perfect moment to bring him back as a character. This is incredible. I cannot wait for this show on Wednesday. Absolutely great.
What do you think's going to happen?
I don't know.
Because there's a lot of shady people now involved in this.
Oh man. Well, then we had, we had a segment before the show. Fatal Influence. The stipulation was one of them gets a match with Kalani in an unnamed match. Wow, what a build. But there was a point to it. Because we had to wait till the day of the show so they could say, well, it's going to be Fallon. And she's going to tell you what the match is going to be. So Fallon says the match is going to be a gauntlet. You, Kalani, you're going to have to go through Jasmine first. And then JC, and then I'm going to go on last. In other words, these two suck. They'll butter you up, whatever the word is. And then I'll finish off the job at the end. And so that's the match. Corin Roxanne beat Stephanie and Julia. Stephanie ended up getting the pin over Roxanne, so they'll be doing a title match there with Roxanne and Stephanie. And then they showed Zarya looking on. It's a pretty good match. But Cora Jade's got a way to go, man. She is gun-shy after her injury. She's got a giant brace on. Like, all of her high spots, you can just tell she's petrified. And she was all right. The other three were great.
It's a high-profile situation to be in, too, before you lament about Javon Evans there. I mean, that was a hell of a big match to kind of come back into here for Cora Jade. So we'll see how things go with her, but... Again, watching Roxanne Perez in that match, I just wonder, okay, how long is Roxanne Perez going to linger down there? How long does she need that belt?
Cedric and Javon have a meeting. Javon's all sad. Should I have slapped him? Cedric says, I wouldn't have slapped him, but you know what? Don't be a pushover. Because you slapped Nathan Frazier, I'm showing him how it's done. Because you slapped Nathan Frazier, we are getting a tag team championship match next week. And then he pauses and he says, maybe it's okay to do something bad to get ahead every once in a while. Thought, dang it. Almost dropped two bombs right there. So either Javon is getting turned on by Cedric Alexander, of all people, or... he's going to win the tag titles because Cedric cheats to win. You know, last week, Mike, I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, yeah?
You said, oh, you hate Cedric.
Yeah.
You're a horrible person.
No, I'm not.
I don't hate Cedric.
You have complained about him.
I don't hate him at all.
Yeah, you
no!
complained about him since
the
he
problem
came back
is
that next
this.
Week.
The problem is this. Why am I caught in my thing?
Why are you yelling?
Because you accused me of something that's untrue. I don't hate Cedric, dude. Here's the problem.
You love Javon.
Nobody cares about Cedric in NXT. Nobody. You could take virtually anybody from the main roster and bring them down to NXT, and the place is going to go nuts like Jesus walked into the building, okay? Every time they bring Cedric out, he gets no reaction. They don't see him as anything special. He's just a guy. I don't have any, he's a great worker, but they don't see him as anything special. So they're hooking up Javon with him, I guess because he's a main roster guy or whatever, but the fans don't see Javon with Cedric as anything special at all. It's not like they brought down Randy Orton and Randy and Javon are a tag team. That's the issue, not Cedric himself. I have no problem with Cedric, but nobody sees him as anything special. He's like a guy that's there, and he's just like a guy. So no, hooking him up with Javon is not helping Javon. It's doing the opposite, in fact.
Throw on some knee pads for Shawn Michaels earlier on here and said, boy, I'm going to vote for Shawn when it comes to Booker of the Year. And didn't you complain, or actually not complain, because you complained about Rich Holland for a long time. Nobody cares about him. Nothing can be done with him. And then they got him over.
They did. They got him over. But Cedric is not over right now. So putting Javon with him is not helping Javon. It's hurting Javon. It is making Javon just a guy on the roster when he should have been more than that months ago. That's the problem.
Aren't they starting a story now with them? I mean, look, they have not used a lot of people to their potential since they came down and they kind of lingered. Ashanti the Adonis is another one. He came in at the same time that Cedric did. Now they have something for Cedric and Javon. Obviously, that's either going to be Cedric against Javon or them as a team winning the titles, which would make sense because they may just be throwing something at you to make you think that he's going to turn on Javon Evans. When the reality is, Axiom and Nathan Frazier are about to kill each other. They look like they're about to split. So why not just give it? Again, I know we can't give anything time when it comes to Javon.
No, you can
Evans.
Give it all
it's
the
time. It's got to be done right
Bro,
now.
You can give it
World
all
champion,
the time you want.
Undefeated.
But here's the problem. The fans see Cedric as a mid-carder. So whether he's teaming with Javon or feuding with Javon, Javon is in a mid-card feud at best. And he should already be a main eventer. That's it.
Nothing is going to make you happy when it comes to Javon unless they just belt
him up. No, they did it right, I'd be happy. But they haven't done it right at all. They've done the opposite. We had Ridge Holland beat Andre Chase in the ambulance match. It was fine enough. But it was nothing much more than fine. It was just kind of there.
That was every match on the show, to be honest with you. I mean, Yes. They were all good. That was it. Solid and good.
We had Kalani defending the title in a gauntlet match. I mean, I'm probably being nice by giving this a star and a half.
Yeah.
Kalani and Jasmine, no heat. Nobody cared. Kalani won. Kalani and JC, slightly better. Nobody cared. Kalani won. Kalani and Fallon, very slightly better. Everybody tried to interfere. And Kalani ends up kicking. There's interference. And finally, she's distracted. She goes for the 450 too late. Fallon gets the knees up, hits a Shining Wizard, pins her. And it's like, man, you know, Kalani was the first ever women's North American champion. The first ever title change should have been like a big deal. This would have been miles better if you would have just done Kalani versus Fallon in a long singles match.
Yeah.
Instead, you added a bunch of rigmarole. It made it seem like just nothing. And, you know, Kalani's win was like nothing. Fallon's first big championship win, which is long since overdue, just felt like nothing. And then Zarya showed up and just destroyed her. So I was like, oh, man, that sucked. And then the main event was Trick and Ethan. NXT title, tables, ladders, and scares. 3.25. It was fine. You know, did a bunch of spots. Gimmicks. And then finally, just Trick clobbered him with the steps. Trick knee pinned him. And then afterwards, Ridge Holland attacks Trick, coming off his win. Bubba Ray Dudley, who was there with the Busted Open crew, makes a save. And so, yes, we have a match coming up at the ECW Arena. And it looks like we're going to get, in 2024, in the ECW Arena, we are going to see Bubba Ray and Trick Williams versus Ethan Page and Ridge Holland. All right. Wow.
I need them to book Lance, but they also need to book Lance's rat tail from 1993 to go in there and actually interfere in the match. Please make that
happen. I'm sorry, everybody. It was a Devil's Playground match. I'm sorry I got the stipulation name wrong. Anyway,
it's
I need
Javon's
a break.
Fault.
Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I didn't even talk about Tatum Paxley and Ava. You got to pay for that. It's last night's Brian and Vinny show. I also couldn't even begin to do it with the language requirements here on national radio. But Dave here on the board, not Meltzer, he actually has done an excellent job of ranking all of the GMs in WWE. Says Ava's the best, he says. She's just over life. She cares about Tatum, but is a slacker at heart. So she wants to look after her when she's found, but was never going to put effort into finding her. It's exactly the storyline. Nick Aldis, he says, great GM. Adam Pearce, means well, never works out for him. Ava, work experience teen just trying to have a chill summer. Absolutely right. Absolutely correct. Could have added, instead of work experience teen, just like teen daughter of the owner or something, just trying to have a chill summer. She is the Rock's daughter. Guess where that? Ava's the Rock's daughter. You know what I'm saying?
Got all of his speaking ability and charisma, so. What can you do?
What I can do,
I don't know,
is wrap this show up.
Thank God.
Because I've had enough.
Please.
But I'm going to be back tonight with Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer, all of the news, Raw,
more
on NXT. And then already done Filthy Tom today. And then tomorrow, more Observer Live. And tomorrow is the Brian and Vinny Craig, Sean, and Granny Halloween episode. Costumes right and left. And it's going to be awesome, only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Or Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. Just put F4WOnline.com and follow it up with /Apple/Spotify/YouTube. Sign up today. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.